Good morning. We are about to enter into the consciousness of the 1979 Avila Beach series of classes. I believe there were seven. No, there were eight. Eight classes. I had, two or three months before this, I had gone over to a friend's house. She was probably 60-something, and I was 22, I think. Let's see. No, that's not right. I was 25. And I went over to her house and listened to a tape of some guy named Herb Fitch. And when I heard the tape, I knew I have got to meet this guy. So I found out he was giving a series of classes in Avila Beach, and I signed up for them. I registered, and I also signed up for a personal individual session with him the Monday or Tuesday following these classes. Well, you can see here in this first class, he starts you right off with a meditation and tells you to leave yourself, leave your personal sense of self aside. He says, you have no husband here, you have no friend here, you have no wife here, you have only I. And that I of you is the only self present in this class. And so he continued to take us through this meditation in which we left ourself outside of the meditation. And he did this through several classes. And by the time he got to the class, the seventh class, which I believe is healing outside of time. Let me go check and make sure. Yes, healing outside of time. He discussed in that class how to actually step out of time in your meditation. And it was so powerful that I stepped out of myself. Literally. Myself was in a chair in the class, but I was everywhere present, and I felt that everywhere present I started to giggle a little bit. It felt so free and so wonderful. Fortunately for me, I didn't disrupt the class, because Herb said, let's have a 15-minute or 10-minute recess. And I went outside and I looked around. Oh, I couldn't believe what I saw. I looked at the ocean, and I felt myself in the ocean and the ocean in myself. I could feel it, really, the waves. I looked at the sky, and I was in the sky, and the sky was in myself, this new self, this I. I looked down the street, and the cars and the telephone poles and the wires and the buildings were all inside of me, and I was inside of them. Now I looked at the people. I could feel their face on my face. I could feel it. I could feel my face on theirs. There was no place where I left off and they began. And so I stood there in my I identity, and I really couldn't believe it. We went back in for the second half of the class. I don't remember much of it. I went back to my hotel room and I wrote down as fast as I could what I was experiencing. You can read it on the webpage, mysticalprinciples.com, when you go to the Herb Fitch audio section. I wrote some of what was in the journal on the website. Now, this is an experience that you must not miss. And you won't miss it if you follow along and you let yourself go. If you can really just let yourself, your human self, go. And rest back and listen to his voice in his opening meditation and every meditation he gives after that. Let yourself go. Let yourself rise. Let the eye of you rise out of the tomb of a human self and see who you really are. This is the eye of you, and it says to you, be still. Be still and know I am God. And when it says that to you, you handle that gently, secretly, sacredly. You tell no man the vision. Well, if you have a teacher and the teacher is functioning through the eye, you can tell your teacher. But other than that, keep it secret. Keep it sacred. It will tell you when to talk and when to be still. I waited from that point for 35 years before I opened my mouth and talked to anybody about these principles. That's a long time, but I wanted to be sure that I had something to say. That I had a consciousness that could flow to you. And what I want to do right now is rest in that I. When you're told to be a beholder, when you're told to stand to the side and bear witness, you are beholding the I of you living itself. You are bearing witness to the I as it is lifted up. In our group, we have about 185 people listening to these talks. And sometimes some of them ask to be lifted up. Please understand that you cannot lift up a human being, but you can lift up the I. You don't worry about lifting up the I where they are. You don't worry about lifting up the I of them. There is but one. And so if you lift up the I here where you are, you have lifted it up everywhere. For trust me, it is everywhere. You, in your identity, our omnipresence. So now when they ask you for help, release them, just as he's shown you in this meditation, the start of this class. Release them. Go within yourself and lift up your eye, the eye of you. Invite it to flow. Stand stock still. Watch. Behold. Bear witness. Listen. Be still. I am the way. I am the life. I am the truth. And then you rest. You release yourself and rest. And observe the eye. He says here, during your course of studies in truth, you have from time to time been asked to accept ideas that have seemed strange. He says, perhaps you may have accepted many of them intellectually. Or perhaps some you have found very difficult to accept. And also, it is possible that those ideas you did accept never went beyond the stage, that stage, to become living consciousness. We talk about the living God. Well, that would be living consciousness. So what are these strange ideas? How about this one that we're discussing, stepping outside of yourself in order that the eye of you can come forward? What about this inner knowing that the face of your neighbor in the audience here as you sit and listen to this and your face are one? What about Jesus walking through walls? Do you think you can walk through a wall if you have the living consciousness that I am? These are some of the strange ideas. And in this series of classes, Herb will show you how to step out of time. My very first teacher told me one time, he said, eventually you'll discover how to step out of time. And then you'll have all the time in the world to complete this journey. 'Cause there won't be any time. Yes, these are strange ideas. But you live with them, you practice them, you remind yourself of them, you wrestle with your personal sense of self, which doesn't want to get out of the driver's seat, and you come into the living consciousness of God. You come into the conscious awareness that I am living you. Take these talks and listen to them one side at a time. If you listen to more than that, you're just listening to it mentally. You need to listen to one side, take the principles out, and practice them for that week. That's why we have a week between talks. So, don't move ahead if you can keep from doing it. Listen to one talk, practice the principles, ask questions if you need to, and then next week listen to another one. Okay, this is the introduction to Talk 1-1, which is called The Mystical Ocean of Time. Okay? All right, God bless. On your journey, you are never alone. Thank you.